This is the Faith Conversations podcast. Here, we bring people of faith to the table for honest and authentic conversations about personal faith journeys and what it is like to have a personal relationship with God. Hi, friends. Welcome to the Faith Conversations podcast. This is Jessica Cabrera, your host. So excited to be here with you today. I am really pumped to talk to you about the perspective shift that takes place whenever you walk in relationship with God. So, you know, last week I talked about how we need to understand basically the way that we've been designed to live in order to discover how to live our best life. There's just no way to really live your best life if you don't know how you're designed to live. And everyone's wanting to thrive in life, so it seems realistic to try to figure out how to do that. And that's basically what we talked about last week. But this week, I'd really like to talk about how entering into that relationship with God shifts our perspective. You know, I did mention last week two choices that we have in life. And after interviewing a lot of Christians who have explained their faith journey to me, it's been very evident that trusting God really does shift your perspective. And I have to be honest before I go into this topic that I don't know about you, but I often think about critics. Maybe it's my fear of man coming out. I'm not sure. But I'll often think about what would a critic say to something that I'm saying, right? Or what are the things that I believe that would be really easy to criticize? And it's not that I'm so concerned about what someone would say. It's actually because I want to think critically about what I believe so that it is very clear to me that I'm not just going with whatever I've heard or whatever I've seen. I want to have not only proof, but I also want to have assurance and really confidence in what I believe. I think that that is something that God wants for us as well. That's why he's given us the word of God and as much proof as he has for us to be able to look into history, critically think about the past, the present, learn about the future and think about our lives in light of that. He gives us the wisdom and the information, the insights that we need in order to think critically about these things. And so that's how I feel about it. But what it comes down to is this topic of, believing in God and following Jesus shifts your perspective and suddenly you just think differently is something that can sound really fluffy to someone who's a critic. Like, you're just making it up or your mindset is just changing just because you're telling it to or something like that. And so I hope that through what I share today, both through the Bible as well as through the testimony of others, we will walk away feeling confident that I'm not just blowing smoke here. This, what I'm talking about with a perspective shift is actually the thing that people will long for, right? And God gives that to us. So let's just take a look. There's tons of language in the Bible that is kind of before and after language. There also, you know, if you go back and listen to all the testimonies in the first year of the podcast, you're going to hear a ton of before and after language as well. So I think that this is something that we should look into and we should understand how relationship with God does shift our perspective. The Bible is full of text that talks about this. Early Christians also talk about this. I mean, there are so many, but frankly, if you're curious about this, you just read about the life of Paul. And if, you know, you can look it up online, you can go to the Bible and read about the life of Paul. You can read about his conversion. I've talked about him before on this podcast. But frankly, if you want to think about perspective shifting, Paul was a murderer of Christians, and he had decrees that were basically permission from the government to go and find and execute Christians. And he was trying to find followers of Jesus and execute them. And then he had this huge life experience that introduced him to Jesus Christ. He had a huge life change, and as a result, his perspective shifted, and he went from being a murderer of Christians to a fisher of men, as he would say. So basically, preaching the word of God and helping others understand who Jesus is so that they could then come and follow him. So that is just an example of someone from the Bible that you can study up on to really understand maybe a great example of a perspective shift. But lots of the writings that I'm actually going to quote here were written by Paul. And so I think that that's really interesting as well. But just to think about how the Bible talks about the old life versus the new life, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Ephesians 2:1-5 talks about, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins." And then later it says, "But because of his great love for us, God has made us alive with Christ." So we go from death to life. Colossians 1:13-14 says, "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, the kingdom of light." So we go from darkness to light. We go from death to life. We go from an old self or an old creation to a new creation. These are all perspective shifting and transformational things that happen whenever you enter into a relationship with God. And I could go on and on. There's also a lot of scripture that talks about going from being lost to being found. There are lots of references like sheep that are going astray and then being found and being brought back to God. We also have references to life that is empty and then an abundant life. The Bible talks a lot about the difference between formerly being blind and now having sight. So there's a sense of blindness, spiritual blindness, and then an awakening, like where suddenly you can now see, and it might even be kind of like the eyes of your heart is one of the ways that I know, at least for me, I refer to it that way, because it's like I'm shifting my gaze, but it's not just my physical eyes. It's really my spiritual gaze. Right. And then the Bible has a ton of talk about going from fear to peace, you know, from an anxious life to a peaceful life, from a fearful life to a life of peace, through faith. So there are tons of transformational language in the Bible. There's a lot of references all throughout scripture, not only written by Paul, but whether you're looking at the nature of God's intervention on earth in the Old Testament, or if you're looking in the New Testament with the life and death and resurrection of Christ, or if you're looking after the death and resurrection and ascension of Christ, then you look at the early church and you look at what is happening there. And all of these are demonstrating that being in relationship with God gives us a big perspective shift. So I've gone back to listen to some of the episodes from the first year and really just heard so many people that have talked about their own personal perspective shift. So like I said, we see this in the Bible, but we also see this in the lives of people who are walking with the Lord, who are living life in relationship with God, and who are loving God in their day-to-day lives. So I want us to listen to just a few clips so that we can hear this really testified by multiple different people who were lost and then found, who were blind and then they could see, who were fearful and then they had peace. You know, I just want you to hear it from others as well. I'm going to start out with actually the very, very first podcast episode. So if you are not an active listener, this is a chance. You can go back actually to the very first episode with Rachel Noonan. Her perspective shifted greatly, particularly after she was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. And she then proceeded to walk for multiple years in this battle with cancer. And during that time of being in relationship with God in this very difficult season, it changed her perspective in life by being in relationship with him. I asked her about how she had come to think about life as she faces the reality of her own mortality. And whether or not eternal things are on her mind more than earthly things. And she is going to talk to us for a second about how conditioned we have become to kind of getting wrapped up in what we know and how we're actually very uncomfortable with the unknown, and that this has been a major perspective shift for her. So listen for just a minute to this one short clip from Rachel.
I think we are so conditioned to get into our known and our schedule, this is happening in 2 weeks, this is happening in 2 years, or this is what this should look like, or this is what I can expect. And in my medical space, the unknown is what you have to be very comfortable with. Even to the point where, I had to stop telling people like, oh, my scan is on Tuesday, because they would be like, well, the scan will tell us things, right? I'm like, the scan is probably going to give us more questions than answers. There's just so, you have to be very, very comfortable with the unknown. And I think that is actually where God is, for me, been the most comforting, because it is all unknown. We like to think that it is known, and we like to think that we can control things, and we can like to think that in 2 weeks' time we're going to be at this place at this time. But that is, first of all, up to God.
Right.
And then second of all, like the assuredness, I think we're leaning on that hope for the future and our expectations for the future, as opposed to what we should be leaning on, which is like our daily bread. Right?
Right.
And the manna that comes from God and the appreciation we need to have for that every day it comes. And so that shift in posture for me from relying on myself because I made the color-coded plan that it will happen to knowing it is all very unknown, but I have a wonderful, loving God who does know. And I don't need to know, but I'm okay knowing that he knows, and knowing that he loves me and we are hand in hand. And so long as I look to him before every step, he's got my back.
Man, what Rachel says is so powerful. God does know. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight." We don't need complete understanding to be able to follow God faithfully. And he gives us peace because of his great knowledge and faithfulness. Now I want to share with you from an episode with Christine Michaud. She describes a number of struggles that she was having in her life, including a struggle with anxiety. And she shares with us how things really changed for her. Take a moment to listen to what Christine has to say.
I mean, I lived my life for many, many years just really filled with a lot of bitterness and a lot of anger and a lot of stress. I was not happy in my marriage. It wasn't anything wrong with my spouse. It was, I just lived like I could find everything wrong with everyone around me all the time, And I just had a really critical spirit. And was just not satisfied with any of that and with anything in my life, my marriage, my family. And so that was causing me a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety. Part of that hilltop moment was understanding forgiveness. That was huge. I remember, realizing that maybe the problem was more with me. It wasn't those around me. And I remember in that moment asking God, just please just forgive me. And I did, you know, talk to all my family and ask them to all forgive me for, some of them didn't really know what I was talking about, but some of them certainly did. And anyway, and I really found that, you know, once you have peace, once you've got the peace of God, you know, you can, or peace with God, is you can really have the peace of God. And that's kind of been where, you know, now I have a different perspective on everything.
Christine's example is so strong of how her perspective of everything in her life changed. And I think her story really, really accentuates something that we read in Philippians 4, 6 through 7. One of my favorite verses, and honestly, it's probably a favorite verse because I've just had to pray it so many times in my life, but it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." It's definitely perspective shifting whenever what the world would do is to be anxious and to worry. But in relationship with God, He gives a peace that surpasses all understanding. And it's something, my friends, that just cannot be described with words until you experience it. If you have never experienced the transcending peace of God as a result of true, like, surrender to Him, then I encourage you to do what this verse says. In every situation, pray and petition God and give thanks to Him and present your request to Him. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And you'll be thinking, why in the world am I not worried? It's actually really remarkable. And speaking of not being worried, I want to share with you another clip from Paige Guyett. Now, in her episode, she was sharing with us about her journey with OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. And as she described how she had lived life feeling unworthy of God's love, unlovable in many ways, she had experienced isolation and loneliness that comes from dealing with a disorder that others simply don't understand. And also a sense of wanting to control everything because that was part of the disorder. And when she comes into relationship with God and surrenders to Him in the midst of this challenge, it's not necessarily that the OCD just wipes away. It actually shifted her perspective on all of life, which helped her navigate the challenges that she was facing. So let's take a minute to listen to a clip from what Paige shared.
Well, He's bigger than we think He is. He's been a refuge to me. He's been a fortress. But most profoundly, I think, just getting to know His heart and that He draws close to sinners and sufferers, and He loves us more than we can ask or imagine. I just finished a study on teaching gentle and lowly, and that is just such a beautiful picture of His heart and how He does not, you know, He draws so close to us even when we fail, and He just wants us to come to Him, and He just so desires that fellowship, that relationship, and He promises in His word that He will never let us go. And it's just such, I was just so blessed relearning, because I had read it before, but relearning how much that his compassion and his mercy is so rich that we, our human minds can't really fathom it, but that's how rich a God he is.
I love the perspective shift that we hear from Paige. After feeling alone and isolated in her struggle, also feeling like she had to work for perfection, but yet feeling unworthy about God's love, that the perspective that she came to understand and know in walking with the Lord is that he's compassionate and merciful. Psalm 103:8 says, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love." Lamentations 3:22-23 says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning." God's mercy is constant and it renews daily. And we can hear that in Paige's testimony. If you want to hear her whole story, please feel free to go back and listen to her full episode. But I think it's remarkable what she has been through and then the way that her perspective has shifted in relationship with God. The last person I want to share a clip from is Michelle Bushman. Michelle's episode was also very powerful. I encourage you to go back and listen to the full episode if you'd like. But she shares during that episode that her father was actually murdered in a robbery. And it threw her life for a loop. She says that she didn't think that she was like, this is the craziest thing. What I didn't think that things like this would happen to families like mine. And after his tragic passing, she had to learn in the depth of it what it was like to get real with God. And she reminds us that you can be real with God and that nothing is going to scare him away. Listen real quick to what Michelle has to say in this clip.
Well, Jessica, a couple things quickly come to my mind: that he will never leave me or forsake me. And even in my moments where I have been just ugly beyond words or scared beyond words, I know that I am never alone and that God is right there with me. And there's a scripture, again, that comes to my mind: some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. And I sometimes basically can shout that scripture and say, okay, God, I need to see you really fast. Mm-hmm. I need to see you now. And I would say that, you know, he's never going to leave or forsake, no matter what I say or do, no matter how awful my sin is or how often I sin, that you cannot push away God. God is authentic, and I need to be authentic with him. Mm. There is nothing I can say that's going to scare God away. He can handle the worst of my worst.
I think the crazy thing about what Michelle is sharing is that typically being vulnerable feels scary or maybe unsafe. And she has discovered this very perspective-shifting reality that with God, being vulnerable is not scary or unsafe. The reality is that being vulnerable with God is actually the safest place that we can be. He's the most trustworthy one that we can turn to. And if anybody can help us understand that, I think it's Michelle. Psalm 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." God is surely a safe place in difficult times. Psalm 91:1-2 says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." He truly is a strong protection. And I know many people struggle to realize that someone who knows everything about you, all the bad, all of the insecurities, all of the vulnerabilities, all of the reasons, all the doubt, all of the things that you wouldn't want anyone on earth to know. He knows all those things. And yet he's the safest place you can be. Isn't that amazing? And when you lean into that and you trust him, it's life-changing. It is life-changing. So I hope you've enjoyed reflecting with me on the perspective shift that we have when we walk in a life of faith. This perspective shift has happened for me as well. There's so many things in my life that I would take very, very differently. But because of my relationship with God, I think, you know what? Maybe God's doing something. And it's not because I'm just trying to cope. It's because I genuinely trust him. I genuinely know that God is in control. He's demonstrated it over and over and over again. He has demonstrated that he's in control and not me. He has led and prompted and then delivered and revealed himself in ways that I could never orchestrate on my own. And just earlier this month, we talked about how God orchestrates all things and what his guiding hand is really capable of. And I think that for me, that's where my perspective has shifted the most. My perspective has shifted that I don't need to understand. I don't need to know. I don't need to be in control. And I also don't need to necessarily understand even what God's trying to teach me. It's all about daily surrender and daily dependence and going to God and saying, I don't know, but you do. And I trust you more than I trust myself. And so let's do this. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join me again next time. Go to the description of today's episode to find more information about what we discussed. If you like this podcast, please click follow, share it with a friend, or leave us a review. And get excited because new episodes release every week.